from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original poem and a commentary on transgender conversations. But first, middle school students at Propel Braddock Hills talk about the places they visited as part of their school's summer STEM camp.
Propel Summer STEM Camp 2018.
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
This experience made me think about a future job.
This has been a great experience. It was fun.
My name is Jalen. I'm 12 years old.
In this six-week STEM camp, we did a lot of field trips, and all of them tied into STEM.
My name's Amaris. I'm 12. Our first field trip was on July 9th, and our field trip was to FBI headquarters. And we learned how to track footprints, and you know how you get in a car crash. They could track tire prints, too, so they could see what car it is, what color it was. We started using walkie-talkies. When they used the walkie-talkies, sometimes they could talk to one person instead of everybody that has a walkie-talkie. And we saw how the cameras work in the building. This was my favorite because I never knew that the FBI could do all this stuff. I learned a whole bunch of stuff that I never knew about the FBI.
My name is Kyer, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Amir Howe. I'm 12.
My name is Elijah. I'm 11 years old. I go to Propel Braddock Hills, and we just left PPG.
PPG in Monroeville.
PPG beautifies and protects.
They make paint for houses, cars, boats, and airplanes, and pop cans.
We have to wear glasses the whole time so we don't get any other chemicals in our eyes.
It was fun, cool, and I got some fun experience on how they make different paints and stuff like that.
I don't think I'm going to have a job here, but then something's changed. I don't know how I will be in a few years, so thank you, PPG.
Another trip that we went on was Alcosan. Alcosan is basically the sewage place. All the poop, all the stuff that comes from your toilet and your sinks, it goes to Alcosan. And at Alcosan, there's a humongous well. It's 120 feet down in the ground. You'd never want to look down. It's very scary. There's billions of microorganisms that eat up the nasty stuff in the water to get it clean. And then it goes into a super bleach thingy where it gets cleaned with powerful chlorine. Then they clean the water, and then it goes down into a lazy river into the Ohio. More than 200 million gallons go into the Ohio River every day. And the motto there says, use your brain before you use the drain. Don't put everything in the drain because it all goes there and it might disrupt the process.
We also went to MSA. MSA stands for Mine Safety Appliances.
They build equipment for firefighters.
They make machines that check methane levels in mines.
The little meters, they check how much oxygen is in the tunnel. There's like a meter that's like a rainbow. And the rainbow will go away if there's no oxygen in there, and then they start beeping. Before Mine Safety Appliances, the miners, they took down canaries, okay? And the canaries would sing, and once they would stop singing, they could tell that the gas levels were high.
Next, we went to Invention Land. What I liked about Invention Land was they help a lot of people.
They have this big old type of amusement park where everybody works. There's different themed buildings, and they do different parts of the process. So if they wanted to make something, they'd have to go to, like, the packaging place and the design place.
If you're an inventor, you gotta be good at business, too.
Propel Summer STEM Camp 2018.
Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math.
Thank you to MSA, FBI, Invention Land, Alcasan, PPG, and Saturday Light Brigade Radio.
Now, an original poem by Aaliyah Roberts, an 11th grade student at Shadyside Academy.
So my poem is about just getting to the peace that we all strive for, and Black excellence, and just like letting us thrive in the world. And my poem is called "We Gotta Break the Wall." We just gotta make it to the common ground that we all desire. So let me rise out the nest like a phoenix out of fire. Let me crack the whip until it's broken into pieces. Let the crack ring until we all learn what peace is. To bring peace means to really bring equality. The system finds the truth, then they punch us with reality. Intentionally. Knowing the wall we're trying to break, seeing that I see three, it's more than my heart can take. The chains all over him, the guts and no glory, but we fought and we killed like the Black Panther Party. We spoke like Maya Angelou and sang like Diana Ross. We argued like Marshall and danced like Stephen Boss. We now roast the sheets that hid us from the crowd. They say your skin is too dark. Well, I'm Black and I'm proud. Brown eyes, big hair, blue eyes, white lights. It's like we live in the same room but sleep on different sides. But if we take the time to learn the true stories of Black history, maybe we can break the chains that weigh us down into our own misery.
On our last segment, Carrick High School Class of 2018 graduate Calvin Ecker shares his thoughts on the social challenges of gender transition, specifically offering suggestions to make sure that conversations on transgender issues don't cross the line.
So what's in your pants?
But what's your real name?
Can I see a before picture?
It's none of your business. Don't worry about it. And no, you can't. These questions are ridiculously personal and invasive, yet they're questions that transgender individuals get asked all the time. You would never ask these questions to cis people, so why are you asking trans people? Being trans, short for transgender, means identifying as a gender other than the one you were assigned at birth. Being cis, short for cisgender, means identifying as your assigned gender. In my experience as a trans guy, these questions are all too often asked at inappropriate and awkward times. Some trans people are open about their transitions, and some are not. Regardless, you should never ask questions like that unless the individual says that it's okay. Navigating social transitioning specifically can be challenging for many trans people. Social transitioning usually includes things like pronouns and a new name. It could also include the way a person presents themselves through things like a haircut and different or new clothes. One of the most challenging things for me is people using my correct pronouns. I use he, him, and his, and it is quite frustrating and frankly uncomfortable when people refer to me with she, her, and hers pronouns, or with more feminine greetings and parts of speech. When I get misgendered, the person usually feels horrible and terrible and like the worst person on the planet. Trust me, you're fine, and please do not make this about you. Correct yourself and then move on. And on the flip side, you don't receive a gold medal or a Person of the Year award for using my correct name and pronouns. I personally do not get angry with an individual that is misgendering me unless I know that they are using the wrong name and pronouns on purpose. The bottom line is that using my correct name and pronouns is respectful and expected. With a commentary from Youth Express, this is Calvin Ecker.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.